I have gladly accepted the invitation to speak to you in this unusual manner at a time when I am anxious that my words should reach as many of my fellow countrymen as possible. We are in the budget of this year appealing to the patriotism and sense of justice of our countrymen to meet our national necessities. These necessities are not due to financial extravagance, for the Liberal government has in the last 4 years reduced the national indebtedness by over 40 million, resolutely opposed the creation of new debt, and relieved, in conformity with its principles and its pledges, taxation on the requisites of life. Our new liabilities arise from the duty of providing adequately for the defense of the empire, from the grant of pensions long deserved and long deferred to the aged, and from our determination to supplement and extend this first installment in a large policy of social reform. If these exigencies are to be faced with courage and success, all classes in the community must submit, each to its own share, in new burdens of taxation. It is never pleasant to pay taxes. The taxpayer in this instance can derive comfort both from the justice of the new imposition and from the merit of the objects for which they are required. I claim for the budget that it does not add a penny to the cost of the necessaries of life, but it asks all to contribute to the nation's needs. But it asks most from those who are most able and least from those who are least able to pay, and that it provides an expanding revenue to meet expanding liabilities. I am confident that the people will not grudge money spent on national defense and social development, and that they will repudiate as emphatically as they did 3 years ago the only alternative policy, which would raise the price of food, restrict our open market, and bring back the evils and injustices of protection. H.H. Askew.
Well, let me...